Well, let me tell a story. It begins in a bar. That's absolutely true. I was at the National Dog Show in Philadelphia, and I'm talking to legendary dog show announcer David Fry. I don't know what we were talking about. It doesn't much matter. We were just chit-chatting. I get a text. I look at the text. It happens to be from Doc Emmerich. I happen to mention that to David Fry, and he said, "You know Doc Emmerich?" And I said, "Yeah, I actually do know Doc Emmerich." And he said, "It is my life's dream to meet Doc Emmerich." So I am here to fulfill dreams. David Fry is the guy, if you ever watch a dog show on television, ever, he is the guy announcing that dog show and was parodied in the movie Best in Show. So if you don't know him from watching the real dog shows, you know him from the movie, in a way. And Doc Emmerich, of course, if you watch a hockey game on NBC, and we'll talk hockey in a moment, by the way, friends. And you can participate, 312-981-7200. Doc Emmerich, for many years, the voice behind any hockey game, pretty much, on NBC. Doc Emmerich, meet David Fry. David Fry, meet Doc Emmerich.
Wow, this is something. great to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you out of advance. Happy New Year.
Well, let me start with you, David. When I said that Doc Emmerich texted me and you said, "Oh my gosh, you know him? I will fly." You really said this. "I will fly into Chicago if you ever have him in studio." What is it about Doc Emmerich that said to you, "Oh my gosh, this guy is a guy I've got to meet"?
Well, he's a master of his craft and the greatest hockey announcer, probably the greatest sports announcer in any sport. That I've had the privilege to hear over the years, all these years, and I love the work that he does. I especially love the Winter Classic show that he's involved in. It came on New Year's Day, which, of course, this year looks like it's going to be, what, 19 degrees there or something. So that's the thing I don't have to worry about in the dog shows. We're inside at dog show. We're sitting out in that 19 degrees. But his enthusiasm, his knowledge of the sport, man, his great wit, are just things that I adore about him, and I'm excited to hear him, but I'm excited to be on your show with him, and thanks for making that happen.
Hey, so we're going to do something that neither one of you know about. So neither one of you, you may become friends, but you'll probably never talk to me again. So here's what I'm going to do. Doc Emmerich, you are clearly very good at what you do, the best at what you do, but I wonder if you could announce a dog show. David Fry, same thing, you're the best at what you do. But I wonder, David Fry, if you, the dog show announcer, could announce a hockey game. Now, there's no game for you to actually see and no dog show for you to actually see. But in your head, here's what I want you to do. I want each of you, and you'll have a minute to think about it because we're going to break for some commercials. They do that on the radio, so that's a good thing for you. It gives you a chance to take your breath. I want you, David Fry, to think in your head, hockey game, and I want you to audition for Doc Emmerich's job. Doc Emmerich, I want you to think dog show, and I want you to audition for David Fry's job. Are you guys up for it?
Of course.
All right, we're gonna hear something like you've never heard before. I can assure you that. 10:14 on WGN.
Here's Campbell handing on to Kane again. Lots of head fakes there, trying to shake team in it.
They score! That's Doc Emmerich, of course, broadcasting a hockey game. Now, what I wonder about is legendary dog show announcer David Fry being able to do the same thing. And Doc Emmerich switching places. And you never know, David. I mean, you might get a sore throat one day. And Doc Emmerich could come in and maybe broadcast the dog show for you on NBC. And you have a dog show coming up, correct? Dave, you have a dog show coming up. Is that right?
We do have a dog show coming up on Easter Sunday on NBC on USA Network, and that's the Beverly Hills Dog Show. So
yeah, okay,
good to get in a little practice here.
All right, well, let's see what happens. So, Doc Emmerich, give it your best dog show broadcasting, 30 seconds or less of a dog show.
Presenting Bart Superman Hanover. This is a bull mastiff weighing about 140 pounds. What does this dog eat, anyway? I think it might be able to out-eat me, but the question I have is he up for adoption? I'll take him, too.
You know, that's the trouble.
That's great.
My wife Joyce and I would probably both go to work a dog show, and we'd want to take them all home. Sometimes I think all they want to do is chase a ball rather than have their hair blow dry. But at any rate, there's no way I could approximate anything that Fred Willard would do, let alone what some professional like Dave would do. So it would be anemic of me to film. It's interesting that that clip you played was of the Patrick Kane overtime Stanley Cup winning goal that none of us really saw go in, and you heard me fumbling about, which means that Dave, with no prior experience whatsoever, could outdo me on that call.
I don't know about that. We'll see. Dave, go for it.
Nobody's outdoing Doc on anything. I'm cheating a little bit here because I remember this great call that Doc made in the playoffs a couple of years ago. And when the Washington, I'm giving a little background here. First, the Washington Caps were playing the Rangers in the Garden, and the Washington Caps have a guy playing for them who's aptly named, and the Rangers have a guy playing for them who's aptly named too. So here we go. So Steve Dale sends the puck down into the corner where Washington's Jay Beagle and the Rangers' James Shepard. How about that? The Beagle and the Shepard are fighting for the puck down here in the home of the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in Madison Square Garden.
You know, Doc Emmerich, I think you don't have to worry about your job.
Oh, very good memory, though. Of all things, to have those two players happily going for the same biscuit.
Hey, I know David Fry was just inducted into the Dog Writers Hall of Fame. Dave, I've known you for a very long time. You deserve congratulations, and thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm honored to be joining the Hall of Fame with you, and of course, thank you, Doc, and Steve, thank you, too. Doc, of course, is in every Hall of Fame there is, and I'm just humbled to be in one along with you, Steve Dale, so... Thanks for having us on.
It's my pleasure. All right, Doc Emmerich, don't go anywhere. Doc, I've got several questions to ask you. And if we could squeeze any in from our listeners, we will. 312-981-7200. You could text, you could call. It is 1020. On the Bill and Wendy Show, I'm Steve Dale, your noted pet expert, sort of filling in. I am no hockey expert, but the man on the phone is. But, you know, I don't think, Doc Emmerich, you have to be a hockey expert to wonder what's going on with the Blackhawks? I mean, you look at the standings, and I couldn't have fathomed, because I'm so spoiled, over the past few years, the Blackhawks even potentially not making the playoffs.
No, and as of today, unfortunately, the playoffs don't start today, but as of today, they're not in. You know, they won the five straight, but that was preceded by five losses. Now they've lost three straight, and... You know, you're only as good as their last game, and last night's was not good. Their goaltending was fine, and Anton Forsberg has been terrific in the appearances he's made, but he's like a pitcher. Troy Murray said in the postgame last night, he's like a pitcher that doesn't get any reward. They don't get any goals for him. The offense has dried up, and I guess when in doubt, I wind up quoting people that have seen more Blackhawks games live than I have this year, and that was Troy. I listened to the third period and as well as the post game last night, and he pointed out a couple of things. And one was the scoring has dried up, and the combination of Jonathan Davis and Brendan Saad, and either Panic or Brinkett, whoever is also on that line, is just not outplaying the line that they're up against. And so there you wind up with a key offensive cog that's not producing offensively. And you also have a roster that probably is lacking depth and is going to have to be changed. I don't think you're going to see the same roster of guys by the time we get to the trade deadline that we're seeing today. It's just not been the consistent enough performance. And that's the thing that has, I think, struck a lot of us as surprising. I was one of the people that predicted that they would win the regular season division title this year. I may have been anticipating what I thought would be the perfect scenario for all the players on the team and may not have been as realistic as now it looks like I need it to be, but I thought they would be doing far better than this by this point.
Well, you know, being a Chicagoan, I would remind you the season is not over. But, you know, one of the surprises this year is the Blackhawks haven't played as well as one might have thought. I think another surprise is how well out of the box the Las Vegas Golden Knights have been.
Yeah, that's the next home opponent. So Blackhawks fans are going to get to see them at United Center once they come off this trip. They have to play tonight in Edmonton and then in a couple of days in Calgary, and those are not easy opponents either, and then they can get back home. And they have had a better go of it at home lately than they have on the road. So it'll be intriguing to see how a team like Las Vegas does. This has been a team that was set up to succeed because of the rules that were put in place for the expansion draft. I know that teams like Tampa and Ottawa would have loved to have had the expansion draft rules when they first came into the league over 20 years ago that Las Vegas did. Las Vegas could claim a goaltender like Marc-Andre Fleury right out of the blocks, and he has been one of four that they had to use because of injuries this year. But there's no denying how well together they've played and what a dynamo they've been on home ice this year. They've just been fantastic. So it'll be a fun watch for Blackhawks fans. It may be a nervous watch, but they'll welcome the team back home and get to see them play the Golden Knights.
Well, David Fry mentioned New Year's Day, and it's going to be cold when the Sabres play the Rangers. They're playing in New York City, I believe, right? Outside.
Yeah, City Field is where the Mets play, and right now the forecast is for partly sunny, which is not good news because the sun can actually cause a delay in the game. Rain and sun are the two enemies of outdoor games. Cloudy and snow or cloudy and nothing is fine. The temperature is not a factor. 18 degrees is just fine, but if the sun comes out, as the Blackhawks found in Washington when they played there, here's what can happen. We often see on the evening weather forecast, you see the map of the United States and the temperatures all over the country. Well, Dan Craig, who is in charge of the ice surface, can pull off a map of the ice and can show us temperatures all over the ice surface, just like that map of the U.S. And when the sun comes out, the blue and the red lines attract heat. And the areas along the boards attract heat. And he will show us temperatures that can be above freezing on those areas. Well, you can't play. It's unsafe for the players if you have the sun come out and cause those temperatures to rise. So they have to cover it with a tarp and wait for the sun to go either behind the stadium or behind clouds. And with a 1 o'clock start time, you can have threats of delays because of the sun.
I never knew what you just said. It never would have occurred to me that the sun would be a problem. I would have thought wind and rain, of course, but also snow would be a problem. But how about the cold temperatures? It is supposed to be, last I heard, in New York City, around 10 to 12 degrees at game time, sun or no sun.
Yeah, and they played a game in Ottawa at 12.5 degrees Fahrenheit earlier this month. And that game went off fine. The very first one of these games that was played in North America by NHL teams was played in Edmonton, and that was 0 Fahrenheit at the start with chill factors in the minus 30. And it went off, quote, without a hitch for the players. The fans were a little uncomfortable,
yes,
as you can imagine, but it went off without a hitch for the players. The players' bench areas are heated. Our areas are not. But the players' bench areas are heated so that, and the thing about hockey is star players don't even play half the game. So the other more than half the game, they are spent at the bench. The hardship in outdoor games rests with the goaltenders because, as most goaltenders have told us after the game, their toes freeze. And there's nothing that's been developed for goaltenders in outdoor games to stay warm, especially their feet. It's a casualty of outdoor games. So that will be something that will face the Sabres goalies and the Rangers goalies on Monday. And, of course, the thing that we are looking forward to as well, I mean, we're looking forward to this game, but we're also looking forward to the majesty of Notre Dame Stadium and the Bruins and the Blackhawks a year from now on New Year's Day. That will be incredibly fun, historic, and all of the other magical pieces that you can put together.
All right, well, you are a magical piece. We'll be watching and send you a toaster oven, perhaps. I don't know. On NBC on New Year's Day, Doc Emmerich, I am grateful for all you do that we see, that we hear about. What people don't hear about is what you do behind the scenes for what my love is, and that's companion animals. Thank you very much, Doc.
Thank you. God only knows how many animals you've saved this year through your influence, your funny shows, and all the ones you've brought in to be adopted. And I'm just pleased that I know you, and thank you for introducing me over the phone to Dave. This is a real honor. Best in show indeed.